this was all sitting space, as it works for sitting. Yeah, so I guess they did live in here for several
years. Probably did, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, none of these surfaces were screwed down, which is a good thing.
Right.
There was a sink right here, mm-hmm. which we took out.
This would have been the kitchen area.
Yeah. And it was very solid. And Lupe said that they paid like $10,000 or something for it mm-hmm. when they bought it. And it was a lot of money.
Like a lot of money.
It was a lot of money, but mm-hmm. I guess it was an instant home.
It provided a home. And they had land. Was the land out on Bear Creek somewhere?
It was either there or up in Pawnee Dune.
No, it was Bear Creek.
It was Bear Creek.
I think
okay.
it was. I don't think it was Pawnee Dune. I wonder if they still have the land or anything. Now, he was setting up a pretty intense marijuana cultivation thing.
Oh, okay.
And I remember what we designed at the time, because they were starting to do the helicopters and all the stuff, you know, and just becoming, you know, this aerial surveillance thing, because this is a major area for growing crops. So we designed this thing that you'd build it into the hillside. So you'd cut into the hillside and have a thing that was open. But when anybody showed up, it could just simply close down. We designed a whole interior lighted in the solar sun during the day, lighted at night, but totally, it would totally close itself off and become invisible. And
you
sure
have to,
things like
somebody
that
would have to close it when you do it automatically.
No, it was designed to be automatic. It would have sensors and it would.
It
could hear a helicopter coming and it could just decide to close down or.
Oh, really?
That's interesting. That's very high tech.
Did they ever build it?
I doubt it. It was just how do you do that? You know, how do you do this in the context of, you know, the current militarization of the anti-marijuana thing?
Well, I experienced that in Humboldt. I told you.
Yeah, I know.
So oh, okay.
I had a guy who was growing it. Putting daffodils in amongst his plants and he would conceal them from there.
Up in British Columbia there, they would plant, I remember the high school students grew a lot of pot and they would plant spruce trees because it would change the color.
Mm-hmm.
And so the planes that were going over wouldn't notice.
Because they had sort of infrared detectors and so on too, so they could actually pick it out from other plants. Now they've got just ridiculously high resolution cameras and things. They can probably see it from satellites, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Really being watched, you know. Who is that Big Brother guy?
Just as long as the congressman still can get his stash, then
that's
okay.
It.
But
so it's beautiful to be back here. It's been a long time.
Yeah, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Doesn't it feel good?
It does.
I just love hanging out in here.
Well, the whole play is beautiful to be back in.
Well, I got to give you a tour. Let me give you a tour around here. Let's get you to the bathroom.
We're 10 o'clock and we've got to be in Carmel Valley by comfortably in time for 1.
Okay.
We'll eat something, so we'll probably allow ourselves. We've got another half hour here.
Yeah, let's quickly get you to the loo and then.
Have you been in touch?